This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The U.S. federal government is headed into a shutdown if Congress can't act by Saturday. So who is hit and what's next? AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Government funding expires October 1st. A shutdown would begin at 12:01 a.m. Social Security checks will still go out. Mail will be delivered. But millions of federal employees, including members of the military, won't receive paychecks. However, the president and Congress will continue to get paid. Federal agencies will stop all actions deemed non-essential. Millions of women and children risk losing WIC's nutrition assistance. People applying for government services like clinical trials, firearm permits, and passports could see delays. National parks could see disruptions. Even the Statue of Liberty is not exempt. I'm Julie Walker.
South Korea puts on the first large-scale military parade in a decade Tuesday, with weapons ranging from ballistic missiles to tanks rolling through Seoul in a show of force as it takes a tougher stance against North Korea. The parade marks the country's Armed Forces Day, normally a muted event relative to the massive events of the North has staged under leader Kim Jong-un. German police raid locations across the country in connection with the smuggling of Syrian migrants, Charles de la Desma reports.
German news agency DPA reports more than 350 federal police officers searched locations in northern and western Germany and Bavaria, saying the Syrians allegedly were brought into the country without holding legal residency documents. Police arrested five Syrian asylum seekers who were already living in Germany, with DPA finding that the Syrian migrants had to pay them between $3,000 and $7,400